that these are rights that we're taking away, and now we're just bringing it back. Because I think there is a belief. I kind of had it in the back of my head, citizens equal voting, and I think this will help with the public if they start thinking of it differently.
New York City Council Member Jemani Williams acknowledging that legal residents used to have voting rights in the United States. A comment made during a Governmental Affairs Committee hearing today on a local law to amend the New York City Charter, allowing immigrants lawfully present in New York City to vote in municipal elections. Queen City Council Member Daniel Drum is one of the sponsors, along with City Council Member Gail Brewer, in sponsoring Intro 410.
If enacted, Intro 410 would allow immigrants lawfully present in New York City to vote in municipal elections. This bill is of great importance to me, my constituents, and many other New Yorkers. I believe that this bill speaks to something that the founding fathers of this country considered of utmost importance. No taxation without representation.
People could vote for the mayor, controller, public advocate, New York City Council members, and borough presidents. There is a grassroots effort supporting this bill, the New York Coalition to Expand Voting Rights, with 57 neighborhood groups from Make the Road New York to DESE's Rising Up and Moving and the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. They say there are more than 1.3 million taxpaying New Yorkers, one in five adults, based on U.S. Census data, that are denied the right to vote in how these taxes are spent. But non-citizens have voted in previous elections, said Professor of Political Science at Queens College, Ron Haddock.
So, a little bit about the history. Americans are usually surprised to learn that immigrants enjoyed voting for the majority of our history, from 1776 to 1946, that's 150 years, not just in part of the country, but in 40 states and federal territories. It was a common practice, not just in local elections, which is what we're talking about now, but also in state and federal elections. Immigrants could also run for office and held office such as alderman, coroner, and school board member. Our forefathers embraced alien suffrage as a logical way to encourage newcomers to build a stake in America's emerging democracy, and it worked. It hastened civic integration and eventual citizenship. Immigrant voting is as American as apple pie and is older than our national pastime, baseball, one of my favorite sports. Another takeaway point is that voting is not naturally or inevitably or intrinsically connected to citizenship. Of course, this is why women and blacks who are post-emancipation were citizens but were denied the right to vote, not because they weren't citizens but because of racism and sexism. Sadly, this sensible policy of immigrant voting became a casualty of the anti-immigrant backlash and wartime hysteria during the turn of the 20th century. This is also a time, I want to point out, when other barriers to the franchise were erected, such as poll taxes, literacy tests, grandfather clauses, restrictive residency and voter registration procedures, all of which combined to disenfranchise millions of voters.
There is dissent already. Mayor Bloomberg wrote to the committee to say non-citizens should be encouraged to seek U.S. citizenship in order to participate in the full range of privileges that include voting rights, and he's concerned whether the bill is legal by New York's constitution. Jerry Vatamala, staff attorney with the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, responded to the mayor's concerns during his testimony.
In short, it is our view that the city does have the authority and does not require authorization from the New York State Legislature. Municipal authority to extend the franchise to non-citizens is supported by the terms and goals of New York's Home Rule Law and by Section 1-102 of New York's Election Law. Local governments, such as New York City, have authority to pass local laws not inconsistent with the provisions of the Constitution, including any general law relating to its property, affairs, or government, and any law related to the mode of selection of the government's officers. Although there are exceptions to the municipal home rule law, the selection of electors is not among the 12 topics identified in the laws as one on which a local law which supersedes a state statute cannot be enacted.
City Council member Melissa Mark Viverito had some questions for Jerry Vatamala about what and if the bill was to pass.
Now, in light of, let's say we, hypothetically, we pass this, that's our hope, we're going to pass this, let's say the mayor vetoes it, we override the veto, more likely than not, it's going to get challenged in court, right? I mean, do you...
Possibly.
I mean, whether it's the administration or not, mm-hmm. there might be a group out there that doesn't believe in what we are trying to do and may decide to take this to court and challenge it. Do you have any idea if that happens, what length of time we'd be talking about to get a decision from a court on whether or not...
City Council Member Peter Vallone from Queens said he had some questions about what in the country legally means and why it's the stress that residents needed to be in the country for 6 months in order to be able to vote, and wondered whether the term could be longer. The bill, if passed, won't be affected for this election season, and it's likely to be a long, rancorous debate before it is passed. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.